The southern Bohemian nuclear power plant Temelín has long been a thorn in the side of anti-nuclear activists. Its operator, the power utility ČEZ, insists that the Soviet-designed plant is perfectly safe and is now working to improve its image. It's launched an advertising campaign to attract visitors to its visitor centre, which seems to be bearing fruit, as Jana Grubinova from the power plant explains.
Last year was very successful for us. We had nearly 27,000 visitors, which is the highest number since its opening. And in comparison to year 2006, it was an increase by 10%.
Okay, and can I ask what sort of visitors you're getting, whereabouts they're from, whether there are lots of school children, for example, and whether there are lots of foreigners?
More than half of the visitors are students of primary and secondary schools and universities. These are mostly organized groups, and we have special programs for them based on the age of the students. Most of the visitors are Czech, and we have about 7% foreign visitors. Most of them are from Austria and Germany. But there are also some visitors from exotic countries such as Guinea, India, Yemen or Japan.
Maybe a factory isn't, at first glance, the most exciting place to visit. So how come you've got visitors from these exotic, far-flung places?
So 3 years ago, we started a very intensive advertising campaign to promote our information centre. We cooperate with the tourist authority of South Bohemia and with 13 information centres of South Bohemian towns. We produce and offer information materials and invitations, which are can be found on the internet and everywhere in some towns in South Bohemia.
Okay, but do you also think that maybe a lot of the bad press that sometimes Temelín gets attracts people to come and see it for themselves?
Yeah, obviously, because we believe that the interest in the Temelín Nuclear Power Plant Information Center is connected with the worldwide intensive discussion on the nuclear energy, and the Czech Republic is no exception, and people are coming to prove or to see what is it like and how it works.
Can I ask you now a little bit about the visitor experience that you offer? What is the sort of format? If I were to come, say, to Temelín and have a tour, what form would that tour take?
There are organised tours and there is a guide who can tell you what you can see everything. There are different models, different photographs, and we have got there a cinema where you can see a programme on Temelín. You can visit, there's a virtual visit to the power plant, and also we have got a three-dimensional film. And apart from technical information, the visitors can visit different art exhibitions.
Are there some questions that people most frequently ask? What are the visitors generally interested in about Temelín?
The most frequent question is if Temelín is a safe nuclear power plant, which we can obviously prove that there is absolutely no problem, that Temelín is one of the safest nuclear power plants in the world.
That was Jana Grubinova from one of the country's less likely tourist attractions, the Temelín Nuclear Power Plant.